Yes. Shall we pray? In Jesus' name. Everlasting Father, it's time to go into your word. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you speak to us individually. You speak to us collectively. For each and every one of us, we pray for a word in season. That at the end of this day, O Lord, our lives will not remain the same. We will know that we've heard from you. And that which we hear, O Lord, will not just be hearers, but will be people that put your word into practice. We will do that which we learn of you in the mighty name of Jesus. So that at the end of it, O Lord, you will be proud of us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. How many people have ever heard of John the Herald? How many people have heard of John the Herald? Nobody? Okay. How many people have heard of John the Baptist? Praise the Lord. You know, I was reading recently about John the Baptist. And I thought to myself, he was a very interesting man. A bit of an enigma. By the way, he's the one I'm referring to as John the Herald. Because normally when we hear the word herald, we think the angels, right? Like the herald angels sing. And herald. So, yes, herald. H-E-R-A-L-D. Sorry, okay, I'm not British enough, right? Sorry, how would you pronounce H-E-R-A-L-D?
Herald.
Herald. Not Herod, right? I don't think I said Herod. Okay, so I'm told that's Queen's English, so it's Herald. That's more like it, Herald. Okay, praise the Lord. You know the interesting thing about John? The Bible says that he will be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. I always find that very fascinating. If you look at Luke 1:15, you'll see that there. They say that right from the womb, that he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you're thinking, wow. Some of us, we always know the confession. In sin did our mothers conceive us. Me, I don't say that anymore. Why can't I say, you know, my children were filled with the Holy Spirit right from their mother's womb? And for us parents, even right from conception, what are we praying for our children? Yes, David was conceived in sin, but that was David. No, not David. Solomon. Thank you. Solomon. So what are we praying for our children, both born and yet unborn? What are we confessing about them? Anyway, that's one thing. But the other interesting thing about this guy, the Bible tells us that the kind of clothes he wore, clothing of camel's hair, and all he had was a leather belt around himself. Weird. Not only that, the food he was eating. Okay, I won't say the food is weird. Locust and wild honey. You can see that in Matthew 3:4. Locust and wild honey. How many people have had locust before? I haven't. I'm looking forward to eating it. I'm told it's really nice. Particularly the roasted ones, right? When it's roasted. Some people are saying, yep. Yeah. And some people are frowning as if, how can you be eating locust? It's a delicacy. Thank God for the UK. All the burgers and, you know, the beef burger, the chicken burger you eat. Where do you think hot dogs, where do they come from? You know, when we say some things, folks wonder. Thank God for food. But you know, this guy was, it was an interesting sort. Weird, well, funny clothes. Eating, I'm not sure if that's nutritious. But, you know, funny food. And there was something else about him. It was very outspoken. I remember when, you know, he was preaching and he said, you know, you brood of vipers, referring to the Pharisees. But you know, one thing that says to me about John the Baptist, the reason I called him the herald is the fact that he knew his purpose. He knew why he was called to do what he was called to do. He didn't confuse himself with someone else. This year that, you know, we're being called to spiritual maturity, the first thing I say to myself is we need to understand ourselves. You need to know who you are as a person if you're going to make a difference. Because if you don't know who you are as a person, you can't make a difference. If you don't know what you've been called to do, who you've been called to be, you can't make a difference. This was someone that understood his calling. He understood his place. And because of that, he was able to act. Praise the Lord. Because he understood himself, he could boldly make proclamations without fear of what people will say, without repercussions. We'll read from the book of John, chapter 1. From verse 19. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. John chapter 1, verse 19. It says, this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent to him priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? And he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. They asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? And he said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. Then they said to him, who are you? So that we may give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? That's a good question. What do you say about yourself? And it's something we can ask ourselves. What do we say about ourselves? Who are we? We start by singing that I'm a child of God. I am who you say I am chosen, not forsaken. Awesome. What do you really say about yourself? He said, I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. As Isaiah the prophet said, I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. That was what he said he came to do. He understood his purpose. I'm a herald. I've come to proclaim, you know, the Lord. Verse 24. Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, and he said to him, why then are you baptizing if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? So John was the baptizer. John answered them, saying, I baptize in water, but among you stands one whom you do not know. It is he who comes after me, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. These things took place in Bethany, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, he saw Jesus coming to him and said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he on behalf of whom I said, after me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me. I did not recognize him, but so that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing in water. That was John's purpose, to make Christ manifest as a baptizer. He came to make Christ manifest to Israel. The ones that are baptized, the ones that are baptizing, what are they doing? Making Christ known. And as Christians, we need to ask ourselves, how are we making Christ known? Quite a few people are going to be baptized this afternoon. And, you know, we need to ask ourselves, ask yourself, how do you make Christ known? As you're being baptized, how do you make Christ known? It says, John testified saying, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon me. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, he upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. John then went on to say, I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. John the Baptizer testified that Christ is the Son of God, that Christ whom he baptized was the one that was going to baptize men with the Holy Spirit. And even that tells us that there are different types of baptism. So what John was doing was baptizing in water. But he said that there's someone else who's coming. I'm not fit to tie shoes. He's going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. One of the first impacts of John's testimony is in from verse 35. It says, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Again, how are we sharing the gospel? What message are we proclaiming? John saw Jesus Christ. He made Jesus Christ known to others. Behold the Lamb of God. And those that heard followed Jesus. I love the story of the Syrophoenician woman. You know, she was like, you know, come and see someone who knows all about me, who can say everything I've done. The Bible says the people came because of the things she said. They sought out Jesus because of the things she was saying. But they believed more when they heard Jesus himself speaking. What are you saying? What are you proclaiming? Praise God. John the Baptist was very clear on his purpose. He knew he wasn't the Messiah, but he knew that he had come to make the Messiah known. He came to baptize. His baptism was for repentance. Praise the Lord. And that was what he preached. I know you guys, you need to repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. As Christians, why do we do water baptism? It's because it's an injunction. Praise God. You look at Matthew 28:19. It's something Jesus Christ commanded. He says we should make disciples of all men, of all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we do it as an injunction, as a command from the Lord himself. We get baptized. Okay, I'll just say this. You know, baptism is symbolic. It is symbolic. Because when some people are nodding, I think those who went through the baptismal class, you talked about that, right? Yes. It's symbolic because as Christians, our baptism is showing that we're crucified with Christ and we're raised with him. Praise the Lord. We're crucified with him and we're raised to him. I'll read from Romans chapter 6, from verse 3. It says, do you not know that all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus, have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we might walk in the newness of life. Amen. Amen. Baptism is it's a hard thing. There's no point. I remember Baba always saying that if you get baptized before you had an understanding of Christ, that you've just gone for a swimming pool experience, so you might as well just jump into the pool and out. It's a hard thing. So for those of you that have been baptized this morning, we said one of the precursors is repentance, doing away with the old things. And choir, bless you for that song. You know, we acknowledge that, yes, Christ is Lord of our lives. We're saying whatever sins, whatever things I've done in the past, I'm letting them go. I'm going to live for you. You make that decision in your heart. But you being dipped in the water, and that is what baptism by immersion is, being dipped in the water and being brought out, he's pretty much saying that, you know, as I go in, I'm living my past. And I'm raising to a new life in Christ. I'm choosing to side with Christ. From now, henceforth, praise God. Praise God. That is what we're doing. Can you just put up Mark 16:16? It says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. You have to believe in your heart. You have to believe. What are you believing? Think about the Ethiopian eunuch. Philip talked to him. And after talking to him, you know, he expounded the scriptures to him. He said, hey, here's a pool of water. What stops me from being baptized? Philip was like, do you believe? Oh, yes, I believe. Hey, go for it. You have to believe in your heart. You have to believe Christ. Praise God. But beyond that, yes, it is symbolic, but it doesn't stop here and now. You get baptized. What message are you proclaiming? What word are you sharing? What are you saying about Jesus Christ? John the Baptist was very clear. The Lamb of God that's taken away the reproach of the world. That, you know, that was his proclamation. John knew that he wasn't the Messiah. He wasn't the Christ. Amen. Amen. I pray that God will help us to be heralds indeed. That we'll proclaim Christ. We'll proclaim his crucifixion. We'll proclaim his resurrection. We'll proclaim the fact that he's coming back again. That will not keep quiet. John did not keep quiet. He knew who he was. And because he knew who he was, he dared to be different. Because he dared to be different, people asked questions of him. And because they asked questions, he was able to give the right answers. As a child of God, are you able to give the right answers? Are you walking in a way that will make people ask the right questions? Is there something different about you that will cause folks to think, hey, there's something I really need to know from this person? Is the love of Christ in you, is it attracting others to him? We're going to stop there. I want you to just say a word of prayer for yourself this afternoon. That you will be an herald indeed, one that is proclaiming. John came, he proclaimed the coming of the Messiah, but we know he's coming back again. Are you proclaiming his second coming? There's no prescription how it should be done. In your own way, are you proclaiming his second coming? In your own way, are you sharing his love? In your own way, are you making known that he's coming back again? In your neighborhood, in your schools, in your workplace, is his love shining forth through you? Through the things you do, through the things you say, are folks getting to know about this coming Messiah? Are you different? Are you distinct? The Bible says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Is that evident in the way you live your life? Since you've come to the knowledge of Christ, since you've been saved, are you going back to the way it used to be?